This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Jerry, how's it going today, sir?
Kevin, just fine. You and Corey, let's have a good day today.
I'm hoping we can have a good day today. That would be really nice. I'm wondering, does it feel kind of weird to be in a must-win situation this early in the season, or this at this point of the season?
These games, you play so few of them, which is a great thing about the NFL. Now, if you do happen to play preseason, regular season, and go to the Super Bowl, then you're into 23-24 games. That's 2.5 college seasons. But because we play fewer games than most sports, every game is huge. Now, in our particular case, the numbers are catching up with us. We can add like everybody else can and look at what we need to probably do to be in the wild card. And certainly this weekend's a big part of it.
Now, I know that no one in the organization believes this, but I also know that you guys are really in touch with the fan base and you understand there's fan base frustration right now. What would you say to the fans who have seen the last few weeks, and in particular the Thanksgiving game, who think that some players on this team have quit?
Well, that's just not the way it is. If you think about it, each player is segmented really to his responsibility, his position, and his world is a lot narrower than in reality. Doing his job is a lot narrower than a bigger picture. That's why the coach says game by game. Don't concentrate. Look ahead at two games. Look at one game. Now, the fan and everybody are setting goals. That's something else. But my point is, players are focused on getting their job done. They're focused on preparation. And so the idea of all of a sudden, after years of competing, which they have been, each player, and then you look all the way back to when we started at the very first of last year, mini camps, OTAs, you've got too much invested to quit.
We got Jerry Jones with us right now on the KNC Masterpiece here on 105.3 The Fan. How do you rationalize, and I know how we do it as fans. We rationalize it with alcohol and going through it that way. But how do you rationalize or cope or analyze the up and down years that this Cowboys team has had?
Well, I put my head in the sand a lot of times. I've done that in many areas of my life. It's one of the good things about having three or four things going on, and we always have that with the Cowboys. But I don't dwell on the negatives. I hope that that's not irresponsible, and I like to think that it hadn't been throughout my life. But I really look for those positives, and I start my list off on the left-hand side every day with all that's going good, and then I go on the right-hand side with where I've got to work on, and if that left-hand side outnumbers that right, smiling when I start.
And you just kind of mentioned it, but are you concerned at all that maybe it is a little irresponsible to ignore some of the negative things and that kind of builds on itself?
Oh, I don't think you is it irresponsible. I just think you need to build on the positives. And you usually realize that that's hard to do unless you take care of the negatives. And I know it's philosophizing here today, but by the same token, I think you can get this job done. Football's repetition. Football is health. That's not excuses. Football is certainly a momentum, and football is making changes on the run. And I think we're very capable of doing that, and doing it on an individual basis as players, coaches, and for that matter, front office. And I think we're doing that, and we're dealing with last year's Coach of the Year. I do want to remind everybody that by his peers, by the media, Jason was made named AP's Coach of the Year, and so it just shows The sun doesn't shine on the same dog's back every time.
And you'll have to forgive my co-host. Brad Shams told him a number of times he's a half glass empty kind of guy, where Jerry, you're clearly an eternal optimist. And that's a good quality. It's something I appreciate about you. Now,
go ahead.
You've spent a lot of time and patience developing Jason Garrett. You just talked about that. You spent a lot of time and patience developing him as a head coach and giving him opportunities to fail and opportunities to succeed. And I do remember talking with you a few years ago when Tony had his first back injury and Kyle Orton came in to start. And you told me that you knew going into it that there was going to be a learning curve for Jason Garrett, and you were going to be a little more patient with him because you understood the learning curve and the commitment and that you were making to him. Has that patience stayed the same, or after a season like this, do your expectations raise and you want something different?
Yeah, well, I have disappointments, and if you can't be disappointed right now, then it's not there for you at all, disappointment. But I, without a question, have seen Jason evolve. We all have to, but certainly he has. And the key thing was that he was very capable, is very capable, and he really is very aware, which is a part of being capable, but no one understands any better where we need to improve than Jason does. And I think what you're seeing this week and you'll continue to see is the kinds of things that good coaching will bring us. This is when you call on good coaching.
Now, I was hoping that you could give us any kind of status update on Sean Lee, and in his absence, what kind of changes do you think can be made to kind of help the defense be maybe a little bit more competitive?
Well, I really think linebacker, including Sean Lee, is one of our strengths. And like Wilson, certainly like the way Hitchens has become an outstanding pro, Durant can really make plays when he's healthy. He's, for all practical purposes, he's healthy. He's a little Nick, but he's healthy. And so then you add Jalen Smith's continued era going up. That's the way we'll address it with the likes of those kinds of players. And they should be getting better, with the exception of Durant. All those other players that I mentioned are young players. On the other hand, Sean Lee is just a special player to be trite, and anybody's going to miss him when he's not out there. But hopefully we'll get him back soon.
Well,
and I don't know what soon is, but I will get him back soon.
As the GM, you kind of have that responsibility. It's a unique responsibility of thinking about the big picture and then all the small details at the same time. And I think big picture, you know, how long can Sean Lee's career last? But how, you know, when do we get a guy of that level back into that position? Do you kind of look at what this team was before the season and say, okay, we had some holes here, and then this middle of the season, you're like, you know what, we might need to adjust and make some changes to our plan during the offseason that's coming up here?
Well, we made a long-term decision to bring in Jalen Smith. I think that's going to be a good one. And and Hitchens is young. So are some of the other young Wilson, some of the other young guys we've got out there. So I like where we are. I like the way they can run. I like the way the instincts of Hitchens. So all of that is there. On the other hand, Sean Lee is such a guy that prepares. That is a space contact position. Tight end is too. I know you've got Jason Wenton, been playing 15 years, but usually those space collision areas drop off or have a relatively decisive and not a drawn out ending. They end pretty quick when they end, and Dak Nguyen is a perfect example of that. So, but as it seems right now, I certainly expect Sean Lee to be there for us in the foreseeable future.
What kind of positives have you taken away from the last 3 weeks? Like, I don't want to be glass half empty. It's been a frustrating 3 weeks, but what, if any, positives have you seen that you think can roll into not just the Redskins game, but hopefully the rest of the season?
Well, for one, we're that much closer to getting Zeke back
right.
than when we were 3 weeks ago, and I'm kind of being trite, tongue-in-cheek there. But the bottom line is that is there are very few when you're not playing well, and there are very few that you want to point to. On the other hand, believe it or not, when you go in after kinds of losses we've had after the last 3 weeks, you see individuals stepping it up and playing well. Collins is playing well. Certainly Lawrence is playing well. I frankly like the talent that we've got in the secondary. It's we're not playing well as a unit and having some young, youth-oriented breakdowns back there, but I like what I see if you want to look to the future. Really, right now, though, because you spend all of off-season, you spend all that time, draft, combine, all of that, looking to the future, really. And so right now is the time to dwell on this week. We should be doing that. But in general, I think so much of Dak Prescott. I'm watching stand in there, watch how he competes, watch how he prepares. You've heard that about it when it's going good, but what you need to know is it's really excelling when it's going bad. He's really focused, and he'll do nothing but get better, and he's what we want. I would like to think that our receiving core will basically see what we need to be doing relative to route running, as an example. I think you'll see more on the page as they move along between Dak and our receivers. Those kinds of things you can look to some positive.
I'm curious, though, and what you said certainly makes sense, but are there contingency plans if those ifs don't pay off? Like, if the receivers don't get the crisper routes, or if they don't get on the same page with Dak, like, are there other plans in place that if that doesn't work, what are we going to do next?
Well, let me say this. I have said this many times. Having a team together when it's winning is fragile. And that's what makes it so special. Last year was so special. I had one of our ex-coaches, Barry Switzer, said, whatever you do, don't touch anything. Everybody dreams of having one that's really hitting on all cylinders and playing like it did last year. Mm-hmm. But the real world is it's like holding a couple of handfuls of Jell-O. Just about the time you get it sealed off over by your left-hand little finger, it starts coming out over on the right-hand little finger. And that's football. We've just got to remind ourselves that's the game. It's patching it up here. It's having something you're doing better over here, emphasizing that in your game plan. All of those things are there. There's not one thing. And sometimes you can win and have one or two things that don't pan out for you that you had planned on. When you start getting several things going south at the same time, that results in the kind of losses we've had these last three games.
Now, Jerry,
you count on getting out there, repeating, doing repetition. You count on people playing better, and you count on maybe putting a piece in, like we're trying to do in the secondary this week, to improve things.
We got Jerry Jones joining us on the KNC Masterpiece here on 105.3 The Fan, and this may tell me if I'm a conspiracy theorist on this or not, Jerry. Kevin's been fighting with me all morning about this. 33 straight quarters without a holding penalty against the opponent, and there can be holding on every single play. And I know this defensive line's doing everything they can to get after the quarterback, but that's just a weird stat that stands out. Am I running the wrong direction with this thing, or am I right?
Well, conspiracy, I would not go there. I don't have that you know, we don't have any two or three owners hiring the officials. They're literally paid by all of us. So that's I don't see that. I see holding. You get holding, and I'm going to get specific with you, but you get holding a lot of time when you bounce outside, especially on short yardage situations. You bounce outside, you'll get some holding outside with your tackle, and maybe we've been taking it outside a little bit, but in general, I just think that's a happen chance.
Okay.
Now, I will say this. The holding penalties themselves, that needs to... it just needs to be addressed, and you've got to really be conscious. When I was in college, we led the nation 2 years in a row in special teams, and Frank Boyles had us out building the wall, and we used broomsticks, and we would put the broom behind our back and put it in our elbows. And we would run down and block with those broomsticks, but so that you couldn't use your hands, you had them literally locked because that broomstick was running between your elbows and the back. You're running down there with a broomstick. That's the way we practice, just to keep them holding.
Man, at some point, probably when we're off air, I want to talk with you more about which two or three owners you think probably would try to be getting to the officials the most.
Well, again, if you could do it, I probably would list everybody.
Okay. We'll do that as an off-air thing some other time, I think.
But you can't do it, and let me be real clear there, so I'm not pointing a finger at anybody.
Well, Jerry, I know AT&T is going to be rocking this weekend with the Big 12 championship game there and then the big game this Thursday. We're looking forward to everything. Have a good one this weekend.
Thank you very much, guys, and it's great to have this Big 12 championship back.
Yes, sir.
It really is. We could have the teams like Oklahoma in it. We could have the national champion here.
Absolutely, that's possible. No, I agree. We're looking forward to it. Thank you so much for your time, good sir.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.